Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon. Back in July, we had a conversation with Ann Berry from Arion about five tips, five things that businesses should be doing when they're hiring in a very tight labor market. We thought so much of this conversation that we had several months ago that we want to rebroadcast it again tonight for you. So while you're driving home, if you're an employer, if you're a manager, here's Ann Berry with five things your business should be doing to hire quality, top-level people for your business.
The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Ann Berry is the Vice President of Operations for Arion. She presented at a leadership meeting for the Greater Des Moines Partnership last week, and I was there and asked her to come by the news hour to talk about hiring ideas. Five things that you should consider when you are taking a look at hiring talent, especially in this tight labor market. Ann, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have
you here.
Thank
you very much. Thanks
well,
for having me.
I thought your presentation last Tuesday morning was stellar, by the way. These are tricks and ideas, not tricks necessarily, but strategies that any business can employ if they're seeking employees, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So five things, ladies and gentlemen. Get your notepad out. Where do we start?
Well, we can start with those five tactics.
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, and really narrowing them to five can be sort of challenging.
I thought that, yeah.
Ultimately, it depends on the organization and the needs. But we've really been looking at what are five things that would be helpful for businesses. So one of the first things is really giving your employment brand a facelift. And this is a little bit of a newer concept, the employment brand versus the corporate brand.
Right.
And
that has to do with what, Ann? The employment brand being different than the corporate brand, would that be the culture of the workplace?
Yes, the culture, the reputation of the organization.
So if it's stinky, you better rework it.
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And that's picking up steam mainly because similar to how consumers can go online and check out reviews about the products they're buying, they're doing the same thing for where they're going to work next. So places like Glassdoor, websites like Glassdoor give that forum for employees to be able to go check out what it's like to work for that organization.
And once your employment or your HR brand takes a hit, it takes a lot of work. Just like if your business brand takes a hit. I mean, think of Chipotle. I mean, last week.
Absolutely.
Last
yes.
week,
mm-hmm.
they had rodents of incredible size falling from the ceiling down in Texas. And so it was kind of, you know, on top of all the other things that they, you know, and they just can't catch a break. And so their business brand has suffered.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine how much it's going to take to repair that. The same goes with your employment brand.
Yep,
huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Are there ways to work up your employee? I figured you might know.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, and I think the first thing is really to identify what your current employment brand
is.
Aware of what it is. And then from there, you might find that you're not that far off from where you want it to be. And then it's a matter of...
How do you
find
out? You ask?
You can ask, yep. You can go online and act as though you're an applicant and and apply to one of your jobs and see what that experience is like. And look at those websites like Glassdoor to see what are employees, former employees, saying about you.
What about your current employees? Would they give you a picture of what your employment brand might be?
They could, yes.
They
absolutely.
Could.
That'd be a great idea to talk to.
Depending on how that relationship is.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, recently we've talked to some of our clients about conducting what's called a stay interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where the manager or leader will ask their current staff members, why do you stay here? What is it that draws you to this organization? It can be very insightful and very powerful.
Absolutely. And I think it's so much more proactive than the exit interview.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do a stay interview to make sure. Okay, what else?
The five tactics?
No. How else can we measure our brand, our employment brand, or fix it if it needs fixing?
Yes. So really also looking at benefits, what you offer your employees and staff, and like I said, being introspective and what it is, why it is that employees want to work there, and then really promoting that on your social media, on Facebook, on where employees are looking to find those roles, articulating what it is, what's the draw to working at your organization.
Got it. All right. So we're going to do a self-check of our employment brand. What's number two?
Okay. Number two would be modernizing your family leave policies.
A woman speaking words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the United States and Papua New Guinea are the only two countries that don't have paid family leave.
Yep.
Papua New Guinea. You got to be kidding me. So let's talk a little bit about paid family leave. What's going on?
Yeah, there's certainly lots of talk about it, and there are a lot of organizations that are starting to change their family leave policies, and we're looking at studies through SHRM to see which direction those are trending, and they're trending in the direction of additional leave time for individuals. And so the big thing is that organizations don't want to lag behind on this one and rather be leading to be able to entice that talent to their workforce.
Yeah, and if paid family leave has got many different components to it. It could be for children. It could be for spouses. Mm-hmm. It could be for parents. It could be for grandparents. How do you define family?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And that's how we always speak about it, is in terms of family leave. It's not just for example, maternity leave, but really paternity leave, or offering different types of leave to your workforce.
Are you seeing an increase over the last year or two in corporations that are?
Yes, we are. We have a number of different organizations in the news on a pretty regular basis that are changing their leave policies, and particularly as it relates to being paid time off. So,
Ann Berry, ladies and gentlemen, she is the Vice President of HR Operations at Arion, and we're talking about five things that businesses ought to be taking a look at if you're in the market for hiring. And boy, are folks, everybody I talk to is going, we need employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, later on this week, we're going to have a conversation with a fellow from Nigeria who is going to be talking about HR functions in Nigeria where their unemployment rate is in excess of 24%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Does the unemployment rate, does that have an impact on forcing some businesses into some areas that they may not have gone to before?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we are experiencing very low unemployment rates, particularly here in Polk County, but also in Iowa as well. And so that that makes it harder to find people, harder to find talent, and especially if you're in more niche industries where you're looking for a very specialized skill set. So it makes it very hard to find talent. So you really, again, don't want to be lagging. You want to be leading as it relates to the things
don't
that you
be
offer.
Lagging, be leading. All right. So we have taken a look at our corporate employment brand, our HR brand. We're taking a look at maybe juicing our paid family leave opportunities. So there's two areas out of five. What's number three?
Number three.
Expanding. It's kind of like a game show.
It is kind of. Expanding and articulating flexible work options.
I like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
We have new generations in the workforce. So particularly we talk a lot about the millennials, and we talk a lot about there's a new generation in the workforce, Generation Z, that their graduating class, I believe, is here just this May. So the needs of individuals coming into your organization from these generations are different than they have been in years past. And one of the big areas is around flexibility and offering flexible options to employees.
And you are working, I would suspect, with lots of millennials.
That's correct.
And what are you finding? What do they want when it comes to flexible? Is it just get the work done? We don't care how many hours you put in?
That could be one of it. Yep, absolutely. And I will say that in a lot of cases, organizations really need to look at what they can do instead of maybe some blanket policies that say, you know, 8 to 5, that's it. Really looking at the individual departments and seeing if one department can maybe offer different types of flexibility that others can't, just to give different options out there. So
I think that's very wise, Ann, because what you just said is some departments have different requirements than others.
Absolutely.
And so if somebody is working a call center, for example, where you need to be there mm-hmm. to be able to take calls from customers, kind of hard to work from home.
Yeah, it could be.
Right.
There could be other options where coming in alternate work schedules mm-hmm. where there's different scheduled times that employees could maybe choose from if there's a large call center environment. Lots of different ideas around different types of flexible scheduling, maybe condensed work weeks where individuals work Monday through Thursday but longer hours. Or sometimes identifying set schedules where those team members have to be there within a certain set time, but then they can balance the flexibility on the bookends of those hours. So,
and is there some opportunity for autonomy in this as well? Where the team, whatever the team is, they get together and say, okay, who wants to work next weekend? Who wants to work 8 hours? Who wants to work 10? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Ooh, I like that too. For those of us who work 24/7, it would seem, that would be nice. So we're talking with Ann Berry. She's the Vice President of HR Operations for Arion. And Arion's got all of these clients out there in many, many different forms, nonprofit to proprietary companies, small business to medium-sized businesses that they're assisting with. And again, this is 5 things that your company might want to take a look at if you're in the world of trying to find more employees. All right. So we have done 3 out of the 5 so far. Keep on going, Ann. We got 2 more to go.
All right. Knowing what your staff members are worth in the current market. So as far as compensation is a big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, last month? It was last month. We saw wages in the United States increase by 3.4%. Largest increase in wage. No, I'm sorry. 4.3%. Turn those numbers around. Largest increase in wages that we've seen since the recession. Fascinating stuff. Yeah,
yes,
it really
absolutely is.
So when we talk about compensation, which can that also be benefits and compensation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It can be benefits and related to compensation, really making sure there's lots of different sites out there to find information, but making sure you're looking at reputable sources to find those, to get those comp reports and doing it regularly, reviewing your total comp, your benefits and compensation packages on a regular basis, because and that could change as quickly as 6 months. So keeping up on it, keeping current and paying attention to what the market's saying is really important.
And finding that information can be kind of difficult. Mm-hmm. Does Arion do that for
yes.
your clients?
Yep, we do.
So if I'm in the self-weasel winding torque inducer business, you know, I make those for a living, by the way, mm-hmm. or I make Mendacitrons or whatever it happens to be, I'm a client of yours. I call you and say, okay, what is a first rate self-weasel winding torque inducer person make?
Yes.
In this? Okay.
Yep,
so
we do that. We have comprehensive comp reports that are available to our clients.
So find out what the prevailing wages are and how you stack up, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and benefits.
Absolutely.
All right. We've done branding and we've done practices in family leave, and we've talked about compensation, and 4 out of the 5, and what's number 5?
Number 5 is clarifying career paths.
Ooh. So is there a path forward to me once I get there?
Absolutely. And this really harkens back to the discussion with the different generations and millennials and Generation Z in the workplace and what they're looking for and what they want.
Yeah. It always bothers me when people talk about Generation Z, because I fear the apocalypse is going to be upon us. You know why?
Why?
What comes after Z? Nothing.
That's true. We'll have to come up with something else.
so we have Generation Z, ladies and gentlemen. Next, nothing. You know, we don't have anybody left. So surely it's the end of the world is coming. So individuals along that spectrum of age have different expectations. You know, one of the things we haven't talked about, which is curious, are some of the other generations that are out there. How are they different or similar, do you think, as far as what they're looking for along these 5 different things?
As far as that's a great question, and I think that, and we always like to you put generations together, but actually there are similarities certainly, but you do tend to see there's been studies that show that some of these newer generations, the flexibility and there's more of that less likely that you see individuals staying at the same company for 20 or 30 years. And so that means that in order to appeal to those individuals and they stay longer at your organization, really identifying where they can go at your organization is really critical and what their career path would
be. So what that career path is, you're so right. I have a friend and she is remarkable and brilliant and just fabulous. And I can't keep up. Every time LinkedIn bings, she's got another job. I said, well, slow down here, would you? Yeah. But that's very true. People are moving along so many pathways. If they're not clear what their opportunity to rise. Mm-hmm. So make that clear, right?
Make it clear. Articulate it.
How do you do
that? And identifying what roles, not only that you have available today, but also what your workforce is going to look like in the short term and with your short term and long term plans.
So this takes some thinking.
It does take some thinking, yes.
One of the things I think that's interesting about that is so many business people have so many things to do. I mean, they're making the self-weasel wine and torque inducers. They're doing all, they're marketing that stuff. They're trying to hire. They're trying to keep abreast of all these things. And then when it comes down to thinking, okay, what's my employment brand? What is the career path? That takes some time out and maybe close the office door and actually think about this stuff.
Yeah, that does. And I think that's where our organization, we've been able to help a lot of our clients because they do. They're focused on building the products that they have and the services that they offer. And we can really help our clients to stop and think about how we can develop some of this and really help to attract talent to the workforce.
And simply by asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have a raw. I think this is, and this is why I wanted to invite you here because you've rolled down a list of five things that any business, doesn't matter if you're small, medium, or large, that you can really start to take a look at to see whether or not you are competitive or if you can be successful in finding employees.
Absolutely.
Wow, good stuff. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed this. Will you come back at some point?
Absolutely, yes. This was wonderful.
This is not hard, was
it? No.
Yay, we did it. Anne, thank you very much. Her name is Anne Berry, ladies and gentlemen. She is the Vice President of HR Operations for Arion. We've been talking about five things that your company might want to take a look at should you wish to be competitive in this very tight labor market. Thank you. Good stuff. All right.
Thank you.
We have got to, what are we doing now? We're doing the markets? Find out what happened today on Wall Street? We go up, down, staying the same? I can tell you it was a little choppy today. We'll take a look at the numbers next here on the Business News Hour.